federal appeals court ruled this morning that President Bush does not have the authority to detain an American citizen who was seized on U.S. soil as an enemy combatant. The decision may force Jose Padilla to be tried in civilian courts. Padilla was arrested in May 2002 as he got off a plane in Chicago and accused of plotting to detonate a dirty bomb, which uses conventional explosives to disperse radioactive material. NPR's Libby Lewis joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little more about the ruling.
Well, this was, Renee, a three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, one of the nation's appellate courts, and it was a 2-1 ruling on the major issue before the court, and that is, does the President of the United States have the constitutional authority to detain a U.S. citizen who was arrested on U.S. soil outside a war zone? Now, these are big issues for in terms of our Constitution. How far do the President's war powers extend in the domestic sphere? And that's what this court tackled.
So there are obviously implications beyond Jose Padilla.
There are implications in a constitutional way, only theoretical now, because to date nobody else has been arrested as Jose Padilla has been. There is another U.S. citizen who is an enemy combatant, Yasser Hamdi, but he was arrested in Afghanistan in a war zone, and that's a whole different set of facts. And as the Fourth Circuit has said in his case, comparing the case of Hamdi to the case of Padilla is like comparing apples and oranges.
What then happens next to Jose Padilla?
Well, the Second Circuit has ordered that he be issued a writ of habeas corpus to release him from military custody within 30 days. But the court also said that Jose Padilla could be held as a material witness, or he can be brought to the court on civilian charges. So Padilla is not likely to walk anytime soon, and we haven't yet heard from the government in terms of their plans for dealing with this ruling.
This ruling just came out minutes ago. Has there been a White House response? This is a big blow to the White House.
Not yet, as we know.
NPR's Libby Lewis, thanks very much.
You're so welcome.